When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, a photographer living in Charleston, South Carolina, and with me is my college roommate and co-host, Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly Busby, a former radio host and current volleyball mom, coming to you from my home studio in Columbus. Together, we hosted the Socks with Sandals radio show on WFAL in Bowling Green, Ohio. And we are back again this week to discuss Below Deck and our love of all things Bravo. Today, we'll be discussing Below Deck Season 11, Episode 10, Grenadian Nightmare.
Here's your recap. Chef Anthony struggles with the a la carte dinner menu, and the interior feels the strain of the difficult charter. The new stew arrives, and the crew gets a day off, and the Barbie and Fraser drama make it not so fun. Kelly, what'd you think?
This was a frustrating episode. I was frustrated for Anthony. I was frustrated with Jill. I was frustrated with Barbie and Fraser.
There were a lot
I'm
of people
frustrated.
I wanted to hug in this episode. I just wanted to reach out and be like, it's okay. You're
Everybody
great.
Everybody needed
it's
one.
It's going to be okay, for sure.
Yeah.
So when the episode begins, it's the second night of the charter, and Anthony has so many courses to prepare. Jill is asking for dinner to be on time, and Barbie just doesn't want to be there. We're definitely in the mid-season struggle part of the season.
When Jill came up to Fraser and says something to the effect of, oh, well, we spoke with the chef, so I'll catch you up. We want to sit at 8:30, and the time check was 8:20. It's just so frustrating. It's so frustrating how she has just taken over
I know.
Everything.
It's very cringy. And she's so not aware of it being an issue at all, because that's how she goes through life.
Oh.
And that's also why we love to watch her.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I can never be like that.
Thank goodness.
I don't know.
Barbie has plastered this smile on her face, and it's kind of freaking me out.
It's freaking me out. Like, her eyes are bugging out of her head. I don't even know.
Yeah. Fraser is worried.
Rightfully so.
Captain Carey joins the guests for dinner, and Fraser takes orders since there are several options. And he says he's going to start with the primaries. And as soon as Melinda starts talking, because she wants a little bit of this, a little bit of that, Jill quickly jumps in with a suggestion like, oh, maybe just a bowl of the, you know, whatever on the side.
Lord.
Question.
Yeah.
Why are we taking orders?
Good
just
point.
Follow the preference sheets, and then everyone gets what they get. Like, this is the vegetarian option. This is the gluten-free option. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, we've never done this before. I don't know why we're taking orders. Breakfast, sure. But dinner?
Yeah. Well, and then they did it for lunch the day prior, and it was, or maybe it was the same day, but it was, it was every time they take orders, something has been gotten messed up. So, and the food gets cold, and I did love, though, how Fraser handled the, we're going to take the primary orders first.
Jill.
but why did she feel the need to jump in to add to Melinda's order? I mean, Melinda's a grown woman.
Right. She's just a controlling type personality. I have a tiny bit of this in my personality, where just a little bit.
I would say
I have to think about it sometimes and rein myself in, like, more with my husband. So he'll be like, hey, we should do this. And I'm like, but wouldn't it be better if we did it in this order? Like, sometimes I'm just like, shh, just, it's fine. Don't have to do it your way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you have that awareness.
Jill doesn't have that filter.
No.
So Melinda and her husband have 8 children, we find out. they really need this vacation.
Is it a vacation, though?
I don't
or
know.
is this a trip?
I hope Melinda still had fun.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to know the conversations that went on between Melinda and Jill afterwards. Like, or maybe Melinda's just so
or even
used
now.
To this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So I wonder. The orders are coming out slowly, of course. The food is cold.
It did not look appetizing at all. I'm really worried for Anthony because it just, I don't know what that was that went out.
When he was drizzling that brown sauce and Fraser's like, no, no.
We're
he starts wiping the plates. Absolutely not.
Yep. Not today, friend.
Mm-mm. Not today. Not ever. Meanwhile, Ben and Dylan are talking in the bosun area, and Dylan says he's hooked up with charter guests and he's been very naughty.
Well, it's because of his pickup line. Does
this is gross.
I don't even know how you do that, but and the hey baby,
he said it's hit or miss.
I would say it's probably more miss than hit.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, Barbie makes this frozen concoction in between courses because they have to kill like 20 minutes. And Fraser said it was either that or he would breastfeed Captain Carrie to kill the 20 minutes.
This is the absolute best line of the season because it's so visual.
Yeah. Finally, this dinner is over. Thank goodness. Anthony knows that it was terrible. No one needs to tell him. And he says he doesn't want to be on this charter anymore. I don't think anybody does. Except the guests.
I think everybody's done.
Yeah. Ben talks to Fraser about the lead deckhand decision. And he says, you know, Dylan is great, but so is Sonny. But he's sleeping with Sonny. And Fraser says, be careful.
Does the captain know?
I don't think so.
I don't either. They've been really good about keeping it kind of secret.
Yeah.
Ben said that Dylan was like a puppy. And if he means that he's energetic and excited, then yes, I agree. He does have a lot of energy. And I wish I could have some of that. I'm wondering, though, if it's from washing his ham before he eats it. I don't know. We didn't talk about that last week, but
no,
it came up in the last the season or last episode.
So,
and then they cut to Sunny saying that she trusts Ben. And is this now the official death of their relationship?
Probably. They would not put that in there because, oh, he's just so trustworthy.
Oh, he's just the best.
We do love Ben, but wouldn't want to date him.
We know Ben.
The next day, Barbie brings Captain Carrie his coffee, and is it just me or the way she keeps saying, yes sir, here's your coffee sir, it's obnoxious, it's condescending or something, right?
I think it's so very obnoxious, and I kind of feel like she's wanting him to ask her what's wrong, what's going on, and I think
exactly.
And because she doesn't normally talk to him or others like that, mm-hmm. so she's hoping he'll ask her so that she mm-hmm. can say what's going on with Fraser and how they're not getting along and how he picks on her or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He does tell her to take some time for herself, which she says thanks, but I wonder if either of them told Fraser. Because if she would just like walk away and, you know, go lay in her in her bunk or something. So I don't know.
Yeah, I assumed he meant like tomorrow you're gonna have a day off. Take some time for yourself. I don't know.
I hope so.
I mean, but at least this is, you know, the last few hours with these guests. So at least they're getting off soon.
Yes.
It's very windy when they're coming in for the docking. Captain Carey's worried. The wind is kind of pushing him off the dock. And you hear Jill questioning his decisions. She's watching from the stern of the boat. She's like, what is he doing? Should he just let her drive?
Yes.
Anyway, so suddenly he's in the spot, all good.
I kept saying, shush, Jill, shush. And so this begs the question. We barely heard from any other guests.
I know.
So I started to wonder if they even had mics on because everything was so Jill-centric.
Yeah, I did feel kind of bad for them. We had a comment on our Instagram this week, and it was, I think, Melinda's nephew. And
oh, he dear.
Was like, was it my aunt the primary or something like that? Question mark, question mark. Oh, funny.
Exactly.
So when the crew lines up for guest departure, Fraser takes Barbie's hand and he tells her, great job. Tries to have a little moment.
I feel weird about this because I kind of feel like it was sincere, but I also feel like he's like, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
Like
he's tried everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. So. It was definitely forced on both ends.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
As Jill's leaving, she says, I hope I wasn't too much work.
Oh, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. I think we all know the answer to that, Jill.
Melinda says it was the best vacation ever. Happy to hear her say that.
Yes.
And they depart. And then bye-bye. Right after that, Captain Carey says, I'm cracking a beer now.
Well, you got to figure he got to eat with them. So like there's other conversations going on. So he's probably hearing more and more and more.
So Anthony is called to the wheelhouse and Captain Carey tells him dinner was BS. Appalling. Yeah. Like he does not sugarcoat it at all. And Anthony feels really terrible. I was so sad watching him in his green screen being so down on himself and thinks he's a loser. And I just wanted to reach out and hug him in that moment and tell him, you're fabulous. Everything's going to be okay. And I'm sure we didn't see that whole conversation with him and Captain Carey, but I was wanting like more of a, I don't know, what is it? A compliment sandwich, you know?
Right, right. Where you do this, and then the bad stuff is in the middle.
I know you can do it, you know, like you've done it before. You just need to simplify. I'm sure there was much more to that conversation, but sad.
You could see it all on Anthony's face and you could hear it in his voice. He was just so sad, but I hope he can rally from this because I think he's amazing when he's having a good day. And we all get it. We all have bad days. That was just his bad charter.
Yeah, he really needs a helper. He needs somebody that's washing dishes for him. And he needs some, like, there needs to be another person running plates. Sometimes, you know, someone will even, they'll kind of delegate, like, plating. They're like, let's bring somebody in, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, we're down
to the finishing touches on stuff.
A lot of times with the last couple dinner services, the deckhands are just like hanging out talking. Like they can be washing dishes. Yeah. They, you know,
absolutely.
The stews are busy, obviously, because they're down a person, but like, let's get a deckhand up there.
Absolutely.
So Fraser tells Barbie he cannot deal with the no eye contact. Did I skip a part? Or am I good? No, I'm good.
Oh, you're good.
Okay. The not talking to him, not answering his questions. And Barbie explains, you know, she was pissed about things from yesterday about, and then seeing Zandy talking to him at the bar when he was like cleaning up and she's busy, even though Zandy was off, and it just made her mad. She's just boiling.
I think everything was making her upset. And I think we all hate when we have days like that. Mm-hmm. But you're right. We're in the middle of the season. It's the big hurdle and it's wearing on her.
Yeah.
And I think she's young and she's still trying to figure out how to handle this kind of situation.
Yeah. I think she is like 29. So she's not, I'm pretty sure. 28, 29. I may be mixing up some of these people because I think Zandy is.
I know Zandy's
30.
Older. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe she was 28. I'm not sure. Also, I think Ben just turned 28 or 29, so I might be mixing this up, but...
Okay, well, Barbie looks amazing for her age.
Yeah, she does.
I mean, they all look amazing, but I'm just like, I thought she was in her early 20s.
Yeah, could be. We need a fact check. The tip meeting. 20K, it is a lot of money, but it is the lowest tip of the season. And so they're a little disappointed.
To say the least, you could hear a pin drop in there. But I'm not going to lie, though. If someone gave me over $1,600, I wouldn't cash. I wouldn't balk at that anytime. Yeah. Nope.
Kyle says he's saving up to do some traveling, and he just found out he has some Native American heritage.
That's so cool.
He's got family in Montana. And by the way, I saw on Instagram just a few weeks ago that he was in Missoula, Montana. So he took that trip. So that's very exciting.
So neat. I just think DNA and ancestry stuff is just so cool and so interesting. So
I know it is. It's fascinating.
Neat. Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow they get a day off. Woo-woo. It's at a resort, and then the new stew is going to come tonight on the night out.
So before they leave to go on the night out, Fraser said, I'm going to ruin some lives tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, big goals there, friend.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I totally miss that. I'm eating my nugget ice, Jill.
Your Diet Coke ice without the Diet Coke.
Yeah. Okay, the night out. They go to a place there. They eat dinner at a picnic table. I hate sitting at a picnic table at a restaurant. Give me a chair with a back, right?
But like, there's no graceful way to get into a picnic table. Like, you have to straddle and spin. No, and
I mean, it's just like hard wood. I mean, I'm not at camp. I'm not 10. I don't want to sit at a picnic table.
I'm a good kid.
So here comes the new stew. Everyone's response is, wow, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Her name is Paris, and Fraser knows her. She is the ex of Jake from a couple seasons ago.
Okay.
So here's some things we learned. She is a soul stew in Perth, and she loves mayonnaise.
Puke. But she ate soda crackers with mayo like oozing out of it in her green screech. Like, I just love mayo. Nom, nom, nom.
That was disgusting.
I can't. Paris, you seem like a great woman. Let's not ruin it with mayonnaise.
But she's very outgoing. She said she gets happiness through other people's suffering. Not sure if that was a joke or not.
She's there to stir the pot, she said. So let's see what happens.
For sure. So Sunny is very worried because this beautiful new person just arrived. And she says she and Ben have a lot in common, or at least, you know, they're both from Australia. However, Zandy is very glad because someone else likes to do laundry. Paris said she loves doing laundry, housekeeping. So that's cool. Okay, the next day. Not the next day. This is the night out. Wait a second. Oh, no. This is the next day. Okay. They're on their way to the beach club or whatever. And we learn that Paris has kangaroos, like pet kangaroos.
Aw, fun.
And an echidna. And then.
Okay. I'm not going. I thought she kept saying a kidney. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I thought, and then echidna. I'm like, oh, maybe she's talking about, like, no, those are baby joeys. Like, what is she talking about? So,
so you know what it is now, yeah, it's like a little porcupine type critter, like a hedgehog kind of.
I'm a Google search we're going to talk about here in a second. Keep going.
So, be honest, Kelly, did you pause the show and Google image search echidna penis?
No, but I'm doing it right now, and one of the options for the search came up as echidna penis size chart. So obviously, I'm going to click on that. Images.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you see it? It does look like a foot, right?
Ew. I don't even know what. Ew. No. Thank you.
Yeah. I paused it last night when I was watching the episode and looked it up. And when I pulled up Google Images, some of them were even blurred out. Like I was
the one that I just clicked on is blurred out.
I'm like, really? Like echidna porn now? Okay. Anyway, thank you, Paris, for enlightening us. Side note, Sarah, do you follow
I'm gonna send
send me whatever you're looking at. Ooh. Okay. Side note, do you follow Josh Neal on Instagram, the guy in Australia that has the guinea pig kind of hobby farm?
No. Oh, I think I've seen some of his stuff. Oh,
okay. He will sometimes rescue echidnas and get ticks off of them and I don't know. Anyway, That's why I know what an echidna is.
It's a very unique name.
Yes, it is. Okay, so they arrive at the beach club, and Barbie is venting to Ben about Fraser. And in this moment, you can really see his tattoos. And did you see the tattoo on his arm by chance?
No.
It says, "Make my body your canvas."
Why doesn't that surprise me? Make my body your
Is that like paint me like a French boy?
That's what I was thinking.
Remember last season, I think it was Trossy, like they had the little, not a scavenger hunt, but like
relay.
Yeah, like a relay, and they had to paint each other, and Ben was like laying in his budgie smugglers, and anyway. I was like, did he get that tattoo after that? I don't know.
Oh my gosh. That'd be amazing.
So Fraser decides to fill Paris in on his issues with Barbie just so she knows kind of what's going on. And she feels very awkward about this. You know, she just got there.
I don't think this is a good idea on Fraser's side. No. I know they know each other a bit more than normal, but yikes. If I would have walked into a new job and something like this happened, I'd been like, check, please. I'm out.
Like, yeah. Very
I want to
strange.
Be part of it.
Yeah. Fraser asks Barbie what she and Ben were talking about, and things really go downhill from there. Fraser ends up walking away, and he's just like, I'm done with you. And then Barbie goes after him, and then she says that she's like, I do love you. And I think she's realizing she could be fired or off the show, and she's trying to do some damage control.
This was all just a recipe for disaster. But so, and then again, Ben is involved and he's talking to both of them, and Paris, yeah, who has been part of the crew for less than 24 hours, is now mm-hmm. involved. It's just, it's not good. Everybody just needs to simmer down.
Yeah, for sure. And I just wish somebody would check on poor Anthony, who's just like floating off by himself. Literally no one goes and checks on him. It's like, hey, I know dinner service didn't go well, but like, it's going to be okay. Like, he really, like, let's get out of this drama and let's go check on our friend.
Yeah. Seeing him alone and in his own thoughts was absolutely heartbreaking.
Yeah. Sandy tells Sunny and Dylan that she needs a man and she wants someone older because she's done raising people's husbands.
Preach it, sister. Preach.
Barbie walks down the beach. She's crying, and Paris goes to check on her. And Fraser tells Ben he's done with Barbie, and Ben wants him to give her like one more charter. And Ben said Fraser's flaw is not seeing the overall picture.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's really easy for him to say this because he's got people that are really easy to work with in his
exactly.
department.
Yeah. So, and
you know,
he's not a person down.
Yeah, exactly. So what are these necklaces that everyone is wearing? Did you notice that? Ben, Fraser, Paris, and Anthony are wearing them. Even Melinda was wearing one. I feel like they must have been.
I think it's their microphones.
Oh, really?
Yes, because they're due to the lack of clothing.
Okay.
And anywhere to clip and the battery packs and stuff. So it's just a microphone.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I thought everyone just got these like friendship necklaces and they're very ornate.
they're Jill Zarin brand.
They're Jill Zarin. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. That makes more sense why almost everyone was wearing one. Dylan is talking to Paris and he said she doesn't look like a Paris. She should have been named Crocodile or Crocs because she's from Australia. Then he asks if she likes Steve Irwin, and she says she's trying to compute why he's so cringy.
Right.
And she said, if Steve Irwin was there right now, he would say, crikey, this is cringe, mate.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
She said, he's gorgeous, but he's so awkward.
Yeah.
Which is just so true. And then to end out the conversation, he points out some salad in her teeth.
Okay. What was this whole conversation? Like, he didn't let her finish talking at all. And he was super heavy into Australian stereotypes. Like,
throw another shrimp on the Barbie.
Right. I was waiting for him to ask about Crocodile Dundee. Like, What are we doing? It was just awkward.
He wanted to talk to her. He just didn't have a plan. Did not have a good plan.
He tried, but
just
wow.
Ask her some questions about herself, Dylan, and then listen to the answers.
Right. Give it a try. See how it goes.
So now Ben is talking to her. He's rubbing his hands all over her knee, her arm.
Benjamin.
You don't do this. You just met this person. You don't have consent to do this. Like, it was weird.
Yeah.
And Sunny sees it.
Oh, yeah. And Zandy, too. And they're both like, Ben, seriously, what was this? What were you doing?
Was that?
I don't know.
He was feeling some kind of way or connection that I don't know that was reciprocated. Is that how they
greet each other in Australia? Like, I don't.
Yeah,
here,
it was
Sarah,
strange.
Let me just like. Sarah, come here. Let me just.
Rub my knee, Kelly.
Rub your knee. It's a camera.
You could rub my knee because we've known each other since 1998.
I would not think it was weird. No. And I would tell you if you had salad in your teeth because you would tell me.
Absolutely.
But it's just weird.
Anyway, so Barbie calls her mom. She's very upset. She wants to go home. This was sad.
It was really hard to watch. And the fact that none of them have had a good night's sleep in a while, you know, they're all busting their humps.
Yeah.
It's super duper hot. They have been drinking. This is all just a bad equation. Nothing good is going to come from this.
Yeah.
And she's trying to put her makeup on while she's crying. I was like,
I
oh, hun.
I wanted to give her a hug, too, in this moment. I felt very sad for her. I do think that she did have some clarity that the problem is really, like, the personality conflict of her and Fraser.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so. Next episode should be interesting.
Yeah, it definitely should.
So, speaking of interesting, Sarah, it's now time for our segment, Fraser's Phrases.
What a horrible group of people.
All right, Sarah, there were some good ones this week, so tell me which one is your favorite.
Okay.
Number one, we've got to kill 20 minutes. If I've got to get my tits out and start breastfeeding, Captain, I will. Number two, how's it going, babe? Great chat. I have never wanted anything more than to drop these guests in the Esser.
Oh my God. Tell us how you really feel.
I've learned that you've got to pull the kill cord a lot earlier.
Okay.
And then what would happen if I wasn't around?
Oh, this was good. It's definitely the first one about beating Captain to kill 20 minutes. I mean,
that is the line of the season. Like, so good. Fraser, we love you.
Yes. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, it's time for Hot Tub Combo.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. One thing we all wish is that we had more time. If time was unlimited, how would you use it? Sarah, what would you do if you had an extra hour in your day?
I would love more time to read or maybe walk and listen to audiobooks.
I would definitely read more and use the time to craft and just be creative.
Yeah.
The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. Therapy can help you figure that out.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist who has years of experience helping people with struggles just like yours. And you can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge.
Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/abovedeck today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/abovedeck. It's time for Hot Tub Combo, where we discuss what's happening with our favorite Below Deck cast members.
There's been so much discussion online about Jill and her parents on Below Deck. I mean, Us Weekly articles. There's a lot. And she's really been dragged through the mud for her behavior on Below Deck. And there are some people defending her, though, and it's kind of from an unlikely source. We've heard from several yachties that a lot of her demands are totally normal. Okay. Kyle from Below Deck Med said asking for snacks to be all over the boat is totally normal, and it helps out the stews because they're not constantly running back and forth. So that makes sense. And he said at the end of the day, these guests pay for a very high-end yachting experience.
Yeah.
Which is true. And obviously, a lot of these people are hired mainly for drama. So you're not going to get maybe the high... I'm guessing you don't get the high-end experience that you would if it wasn't being filmed for a TV show. I don't know. Now, I will say that Kyle, like us, seems to be a big Real Housewives of New York City fan. And he said Jill is TV magic. And I have to agree there. This has not been the most exciting season, at least so far. And look how many people are talking about Below Deck and Jill because of these episodes, you know?
She was just what was needed. And I don't even know, like, if in the timeline of things, if she was set to be in the middle of the season, but it was...
It worked out perfectly.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. So say what you will, but
she's doing amazing.
Yeah.
We also heard from a stew from Med season 7, Elena, who is at the Balkan Biscuit.
I love her screen name.
Oh, it's the best. So Elena said, I don't know how much of this was editing, but I must say that Jill was right about expecting toiletries. It is a boat standard. And we've had a couple of other yachties DM us and say the same thing.
Yeah.
Who knew?
So, I know. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. So, thank you to everybody that reached out about that. Definitely more like 90% of comments are anti-Jill and like she was a nightmare. But, you know, we just wanted to a little bit show the other side of it.
Absolutely. So
in other Bravo news, or in Sarah Bravo news, I've been watching Summer House Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
And I have one more episode of the first season. There's only 8 episodes, I think, in the first season. And they're now in the second season. So I wanted to get caught up so I could know what's going on. It's really good. The house is gorgeous. The cast is really good. I would say I like it better than regular Summer House.
Wow.
A lot of people. And I think casting was really good. And now I know who Bria is, who we met at BravoCon with her little dog, Milo. So I was so excited when I saw Milo in the first episode because I'm like, oh, we met Milo. We met Bria.
And Bria. Bria, you were fantastic too. Very kind.
Yeah. I feel kind of bad because I was like, oh, what's your dog's name when we met her? And Milo was he's already a celebrity.
But, you know, we were there. Who else? Oh my gosh. Malia was with her.
It was Malia and Bria.
Yeah.
So
super cute.
Yeah. So highly recommend. That's a good show. And then I also watched on Peacock the Bet It All on Blonde, which is the Erica Jane special on her preparation for her Vegas residency.
Oh yeah.
It's like 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Like it seems very real compared to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So it was cool to see her like not a stitch of makeup, like having some bad days, having some good days. I enjoyed it. I thought it was cool.
Awesome.
So anyway,
we'll have to check that out.
Recommend. It's now time for our segment, Join Me in the Wheelhouse, where we decide who needs to see Captain Carey for a stern talking to.
My list was kind of long.
Okay.
But I'm going to narrow it down to Jill again for just interfering with the flow of things, and Barbie for just being Barbie.
I'm conflicted because I feel badly for her, but I just don't think Fraser is that bad of a person to work for. I think he's fine. It's just a personality conflict.
Well, and I don't think she's used to people telling her what to do. I think she's used to having people do things for her.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't know. Good. Yeah, those are pretty good choices for this week.
That's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, and please tell a friend. And rate and review us, 5 stars only.
Please follow us on Instagram at Above Deck Pod. You can email or leave us a voice memo at abovedeckpod@gmail.com. Until next week, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman. Thanks for joining us.
A Hoodat Media Production.
Unreal. I got it.
Oh, we have an official office now in Charleston.
That's awesome. Where is it? Downtown?
Yeah, it's on King Street. So everybody's very excited. And I'm like, well, if you need me to go down there and take them office supplies, I will do that any day of the week.
That's right.